Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to an exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
And it is a genuinely exciting episode this week. If you stay the course, there's confessions, there's legal, it gets dangerous. It's a dangerous ep. It's a dangerous ep. Man.
It's our most dangerous ep ever. Yeah, it really is. But before
all
that,
If your parents are around, then maybe take it out of earshot from your parents.
Yeah, if your parents are still with us.
And if your parents...
Whoa.
Is that what you're saying?
Not quite. Go on, Crosby, give us some admin.
Right, very quickly, Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is back this month at the Phoenix. So February 19th and February 20th. On the 19th, we have Alex Brooker from The Last Leg. We've got Morgan Rees, brilliant stand-up from the Chatting with Cherubs podcast. On February 20th, we've got Lucy Porter. Of course, you know her, you love her, from the News Quiz, and, you know, a legend of the scene. And the brilliant musical comedians Flo and Joan, they will be joining us. So February 19th, February 20th, go to pappiescomedy.com/live for all your tickets. You can buy tickets for both shows, or you can buy a discounted ticket, one ticket that gets you in to both nights. Come along on the Monday and Tuesday, do the doubler. They're always great fun. We would love to see you there. It's at the Phoenix in Cavendish Square.
Our spiritual home. We've recorded all over the world. Quite recently, we've been recording at the Phoenix, sometimes at the Phoenix, and now we're back at the Phoenix. Yeah. Our spiritual home, one of London's finest pubs.
Our world tour of the Phoenix continues.
It's always a great night. If you don't live in London, do what I do. Travel in and do the doubler. Treat yourself to a couple of nights away from home. Come and join us for the records.
A couple of nights away from the parents. Breathing down your neck. You don't need that.
If they're still with us. Of course. And also, we should say, if you are enjoying these podcasts that we stick out for free, then consider joining the Patreon. Hop on board for £4 a month. We stick out another episode every Thursday just for the Patreon. That is Cards on the Table. A real treat.
Oh, it's a real treat. Yeah. It's great. Joy. It's great fun. And also, if you're a Patreon member, you can get discounted tickets to those shows on February 19th and 20th. You can get money off not just the individual tickets, but the doubler as well.
So you'll be making your money back almost immediately.
Exactly right.
It's the perfect theft. It's a victimless crime.
Give them the address, Tom.
Oh, yes. The address is... Don't do that to me. Don't do me wrong. It's www.clarkytakeushome.
It's not Clarky's Take Us Home, is it?
Clarky's Take Us Home is a very different website.
That's Clarky's website, guys. That's Clarky's new taxi company, isn't it? And when you hear about his car, you're not going to want to use it. It's patreon.com/pappiesflatshare at email.com.uk.
Ignore all of the last bit, but the everything up until the phrase Pappy's Flatshare and the word Pappy's Flatshare, that was right. Yeah, it's patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
I've still got it.
So, yeah.
Okay, let's get into this. Enjoy this house meeting.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting.
What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting.
Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting.
Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting.
What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
How is the internet? Is it working all right? Is it clear?
Hope so.
I mean mine, sorry.
Yours seems fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Yours is, yeah.
Okay, yes.
I think we're talking about the internet in general.
In general, yeah. In general, how's the internet working at the moment?
The internet's in a bad way in general, mate, actually. Sorry to report. It's not great.
There's a lot of positives to be drawn from the internet. The metaverse, for one.
we love it.
Mainly the metaverse, but yeah, you're right. What do you think on... do you think more bad than good or more good than bad, the internet?
Oh, it's a real trade-off, isn't it? It's real hard to know. I would personally say more good than bad.
Yeah, I think so as well.
I think it depends on your outlook, doesn't it, on life. I think as with the internet, as with life.
Is this the glass half full? Is it the modern glass half full, glass half empty, to find out if somebody is...
Apple glass half full.
Because if you look at the world and go like, oh, it's gone to shit, but like really it hasn't, and it's improving all the time, and I know it doesn't feel like it is, but it actually is, but it doesn't feel like it. So it depends what you're listening to, basically. Depends what pods you're listening to.
Is something being better any use to us if it doesn't feel like it's better?
Well, that's and there
say,
you go.
Say, for example, right, if you go, well, you know, this, my New Year's resolution this year is to start exercising, and as a result of exercising, your body falls apart and so does your mental health. You'd be like, I know it is supposed to be doing good, but it doesn't feel like it's doing me good.
And is the reason it doesn't feel like it's any better the internet? I think there's a strong case for that.
I think the thing is with the internet is that bad people, the internet gives them a bigger scope, doesn't it? They can kind of weave their web, their literal web.
Their world wide web.
Supervillains, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, supervillains, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but then isn't it also true that good people have a bigger scope?
Yeah, but good people are annoying.
But then isn't that the problem then? So is the world getting worse, or has it always been this way that we don't actually like good people, we do quite like bad people? Bad people are enticing and exciting, and the internet plays into that.
We like the people in the middle who know when to be, you know, the grey.
Keir Starmer. I don't think we do.
What we want is the grey, the bits where people go, you know, we can be a bit cheeky here, we know that there, yes, but on the whole I'm trying to be good, don't worry.
Puppies.
As opposed to like the really boring good people and the really kind of dangerous, tedious bad people.
Could you talk us through your pep talk there in the middle, because I slightly lost my way. All right, I'm being a bit cheeky over here. There's that. And then
don't forget, ignore
that. Have a look at that.
Don't worry about that bit.
Pulling scarves out of his sleeve and doves. And was this your card?
And death. And that's life.
And sleep.
The prestige.
Okay, people are magicians. It's basically what we're figuring out. There are three kind of people in the world: super good, super bad, and magicians.
We're born astride a top hat.
Oh no! There's a rabbit in that. Don't squat over my top hat, mate.
I swear this rabbit used to be white.
You're allowed to a policeman's helmet. So they say.
No, I think
that's don't shoot the messenger that you can in a policeman's helmet. We're born astride a policeman's helmet.
Isn't it a pregnant woman? It's not all people, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's a number one as well.
Otherwise, why the fuck would they wear those hats? Why would you give police officers a public toilet to wear on their heads? You know, I know.
Morale?
I know. Well, so like
not the policeman's morale.
The morale of the people.
Yeah. They're like, look, yes, these people are going to walk amongst you, but don't worry.
I would love to see a new trend of that. You know how there's those videos on the internet of people kind of thinking they know these kind of new laws, that they're like sovereign citizens and stuff like that, and
oh,
the police can't stop
them.
If the new trend is them trying to shit in policemen's helmets.
I don't think I've seen a policeman wearing a policeman's helmet since the 80s.
Well, there's a reason for that, Matthew. They're all at the cleaners.
But Do they still wear them? I don't think they do. They're so wildly impractical for what a policeman sort of has to do day to day. Why would you ever need that hat? It's not like when they're chasing after a criminal, they sort of lean forwards so they're more
aerodynamic.
Yeah, exactly. Like on a rocket ship.
Yeah, that's that like kind of footage of the guy on a bike who kind of planks on his handlebars.
Yeah.
They kind of torpedo their way down the high street.
But what I mean, do they still wear a policeman's? Certainly not in London. They might occasionally wear the flat hat, but the tall.
Yes, yeah,
hang on. It's been replaced by like the riot helmet, or
yeah. But I mean, if you're just walking down, like say there's somebody just just patrolling Penge High Street. They've got a couple of bobbies. You patrol Penge High Street.
Other high streets are available.
Other high streets, exactly. But they'd either have a little small sort of like almost like a kind of pilot's hat, but a police hat, that kind of shape of it. Or they would
like
have
no
hat
cap.
At all. A peak cap, exactly. Yeah. This is getting dangerously close into the what kind of hat am I wearing by my voice.
Are you saying that the police have quietly retired the helmet without making a song or dance about it?
I think so. I think they have.
Do you know what? Now Matthew's mentioning it, I cannot remember the last time I saw one. But
I can't remember the last time I saw a policeman on the street.
Oh, no.
Tories.
Now we're talking.
Too bloody hey? Right.
It's the internet's fault.
We need our man in the middle in. He'll get them back on.
The world has got better, but it feels worse.
There must have been one dissenting voice who suddenly started speaking a lot of sense.
Yeah. Why the fuck are we wearing these incredibly heavy hats?
Come on, Smith. Get your hat on. We've got to go. Like, can I just say, these are doing absolutely nothing for me.
Already and one, for that matter.
Yeah. And then, like, another kind of lieutenant kind of perks up at his locker. Hey.
Yeah.
They all make eye contact and they start kind of banging their helmets with their truncheon or something.
Why have we got a lieutenant who only speaks in breaths? I don't know how you managed to rise to the rank of lieutenant, because
your asthma's too bad for you to serve, for starters. You've only opened your locker and you're exhausted.
It's from lifting up the fucking hat.
Takes the hat off, so he's very verbose. I agree. For years,
it was all the pressure on his windpipe. His head was just like crushed into his shoulders.
I mean, ceremonial is the boring answer, right? They must still have them for laughs.
It's a lot. It's a lot, though.
Like their white cotton gloves as well, right? They must have those somewhere.
Isn't that America?
I believe it's also Britain.
And also magicians, so...
And also magicians. Very close to magicians, actually, policemen, when you think about
the top hat.
The outfit. Do you think it must have been quite odd being... When the police first came out, if you're an early policeman...
The peelers.
Must have been weird for people, right? To be like, suddenly be like, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
I can stop you from doing that. And it's like, what do you mean? You're Richard.
You're not my mum.
But also, it wouldn't have even been a who are you. It would be, I know you.
You're Richard.
two days ago, Richard, you weren't a police officer. And now you're pushing us all about.
You know, yeah, put those oranges down, lads. You know we do this, Richard.
Stop juggling.
That fucking stick.
The magicians are coming down on the jugglers, are they?
That was one of the earliest. Robert Peel, that's the reason he formed the Met, was because he wanted to clamp down on all the street jugglers. Has it worked? Has it bollocks?
If you make me put down my poi, I swear I'll get a riot.
He was livid of those guys sitting on a pole dressed as Yoda.
Couldn't work out how they're doing it.
Couldn't work out how they're doing it. A night in Chokey for you, boy. Witchcraft.
Did it start in Scotland, the old police? So that would make a lot of sense if it started around Edinburgh.
Scotland Yard?
No, I don't think Scotland Yard moved down from Scotland, did it?
I don't know, mate. You tell me. I've never been in trouble with the police.
Wait, we should ask the lieutenant. He'll know.
I've never juggled in my life. Lieutenant, the Scotland Yard come down from Scotland. I know, hi.
Just there. Ooh. Oh, what? Naked I am.
He was on one of those. He was on the train tracks. One of those things you push up and down, and you go down.
No, that is American. I'm afraid that's American.
That's definitely American, isn't it?
That's the reason they need their cotton gloves. Stop their hands callousing. But like, even like trying to explain the concept of police to people and being like, no, we're like, we can just stop you now.
Yeah,
and you have to listen to us. And it's not. And that's the way it is now. Because I've got this act. You'd be like, fucking hell.
How has this come to pass?
Can I piss in it? Yes. Oh, okay then. Well, then that's all right.
You're not a pregnant woman. You've just stuffed a load of oranges up your top.
Yeah, jugglers forever.
He's getting away on half a bike.
House meeting. How do they make bread with no wheat in?
House meeting.
My family are a police family down the line, and one
we've gone down the line, have we?
One Christmas down the thin blue line, I bought my brother a t-shirt that had like, I think it was like a Libertines t-shirt or something like that, and it had like "fuck the police," someone holding a banner saying "fuck the police."
Oh no!
Hadn't really thought it through, and it kind of got opened on Christmas Day, and then. I was kind of lectured about the police in our family, and then I had to take it back on Boxing Day. It was a real grim turn of events.
No oranges in the stockings for you, I imagine.
Well, yeah, they got me in the bathroom and just put me with a
bar of soap.
Bar of soap and some AA batteries.
The old school police way.
Thanks for the Christmas card, by the way, Tom. What does ACAB mean?
I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest. But there we go.
But I think there's part of talking about, you know, bad things being a bit enticing. The Rude t-shirt back in the day was really thrilling. Like I had a Never Mind the Bollocks t-shirt.
Great.
Which I once wore to a school trip.
Ructions. So did you? It's when you go into town and the t-shirt is in a package and it also has the parents advisory explicit lyrics sticker on it.
I'd forgotten that detail, but yeah, it did. Yeah,
that's,
it has the label on it.
That's when you know you're into dangerous territory.
Yeah.
That sticker was the one, wasn't it?
You wanted that sticker on everything. A Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 had the sticker on it. You thought, yeah, these are going to be good albums. The sticker. In fact, they didn't even have the explicit, they didn't have the sort of the classic one. I think they had one they'd written themselves.
Nice.
And it was like, yeah, this album contains a load of swearing. And if you can't deal with it, go and... sorry. This album contains a load of swearing.
Lieutenant,
if you can't deal
with
it.
This album contains a load of... He's confiscated.
Speak, Lieutenant. What's he trying to tell us?
The oranges are
welcome.
It's in the
Marlon Brando. It's Marlon Brando in the gold.
Welcome
to the oranges
in his mouth. The oranges in his
mouth. Oh, you're in the jungle, baby. We followed his last request anyway. We took him down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. It was his dying wish. It's where he wanted to be buried.
But they said, like, if you can't handle it, if you can't deal with it, go and buy something from the New Age section.
This is New Age.
The New Age section here. Yeah, can't handle us being, I would say, absolutely abhorrent about women, then...
Go buy some Jostics.
Then go buy some Jostics and some Whale Song, you pussy ola. It's like, come on. I listened to Use Your Illusion 2 the other day, and... The first couple of songs, I was like, this might be the best album of all time. And then you go, no, it is absolutely an album made by a bunch of like 23-year-old drug addicts. It's really, there's some real cringy stuff on it. Calling out, you know, Get in the Ring, where they like, basically it's like, you gave us a bad review, we're going to fight you. All right, guys. I'm off to the New Age section if you don't mind. I'm going to get Panpipe Moods instead. But yeah, my parents made my sister return Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill.
No!
Because it had the sticker on it, yeah. Yeah.
And you got away with Nevermind the Bollocks?
I think she was younger, and B, yeah, there was just, you know, I just didn't give a fuck, man. I was just a cool dude.
Whoa, this guy.
Didn't give an F asterisk CK.
No, I think I was an absolute thorn in my parents' side. And they were like, well, listen, let's fight the small manageable fire of Hannah bringing home an Alanis Morissette CD and not all the massive, you know, more annoying fires. But yeah, it was a big thing.
Do you think that that's like a naive, again, talking about like, go back to how the internet is different, like that sticker doesn't really, does it exist anymore? Like,
yeah, on podcasts we've got an E on this podcast.
We got one.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So what? Fuck you for listening.
What a fucking fuck you very much for not knowing that. So hang on. So we've got a parentary advisory explicit.
Tom, can I just say one thing? Can I just say one thing? You're not a fucking fuck, mate.
Thanks, mate.
I just want to, you know, I know you only say that for lols, but I think you're a good man.
That, actually,
you know, you're one of the people in the middle. You know, bit cheeky. Do that. Look, no, little not, bit of that. Not that. Little bit of that over there. Not that. That. But it's crucially, you're in the middle.
Right around the hat. Death.
Yeah. It doesn't say parental advisory. No, it's right. Not. It's just a little E that suggests that there might be some.
And is prick an acceptable word? Because you're a bit of a prick, sadly. I mean,
a bit of a prick, hey, Matthew, we just want to let you know.
It's very kind. Is prick an acceptable word?
It's really important.
But you're a prick in the middle. You're a little bit of this, you're a little bit of that. Look over there.
You're a prick in our side.
Pick a card.
A tiny prick in the middle. I don't know. I don't know what the acceptable levels.
There used to be a famous chart, didn't there? When we got to the BBC, there was the kind of
what you can and can't
list,
say.
There's a list of things, yeah, that you know that you can't say, or you trade. And there's all those stories of like, we traded off two shits for a fuck.
Yeah.
And then the first series of Mighty Boosh was made, or whatever. Not that, but like, you know, like that kind of thing. There's always those kind of stories.
Yeah, there's some very funny. It's not the BBC, but there's some very funny letters in the Monty Python and the Holy Grail book of the genuine letters from the censor saying, "We're willing to trade an I fart in your general direction for one shit." It's like, you know, like it's because, you know, the scene with the with Cleese as the knight banging on his head and stuff. And it's all like, it's just, you have to talk about it in quite sort of, you know, frank legal terms, but you are talking about, you know, a shit in your beard. But yeah, there is. And there was that routine as well that like George Carlin did of like the seven words you can't say, you know, and the context in which you can say them.
Yeah.
You can prick your finger, but you can't finger your prick. That was the,
just a lovely bit of business.
It's a gorgeous bit of business.
It's a lovely bit of business. But honestly, how does one finger their prick?
You can cousin your fuck, but you can't fuck your cousin.
Yeah.
It's harder than it looks like.
It's the other way around.
It's quite hard, actually, now that I think about it.
But yeah, do you think we should try and do an episode that's completely clean? I mean, the ship sailed on that one today.
Could we do it? Could we do it? Could we even do it, though? Are we too edgy?
Are we the edgelords of podcasting? I believe we are. Do you think that's a possibility, though? Next house meeting, it's absolutely, we just play it with a straight bat.
Well, should we do the rest of this ep clean just to prove we can do it?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Hello? Okay. All right, I'll tell you what.
Thank you.
Emma, put in a jingle here and then we'll start again.
House meeting.
Can I have a lift? I live in the meeting.
House meeting.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey guys, you know when you wake up and the sun's shining, do you ever think, what a lovely sunshine?
Yes, I often think of that and I smell flowers.
What are you talking? Wait, why are we talking like this? All we have to do is just do, no, you just do the normal podcast we do.
Right,
normal
right.
podcast.
But I mean, we were, don't, yeah.
We don't say any of the. We don't say any of the any of the rude words.
Keep it clean, Matthew. Can we say rude?
Yeah, you can say the word rude. Okay. Yeah,
it's just, you seem to be coming at us like you were telling us off there and that.
Okay,
that's pretty rude.
My neighbour's car is so red, it's shining. It's hard, isn't it?
It is hard.
My neighbour's car is so red. How red is it, Tom?
It's
so it's got a book in front of it.
It's shiny red. It's hard. It's harder than it looks, isn't it? Gosh,
it is. Yeah.
What is your neighbour's car like? Because our neighbours have always keep a clean car, and our car looks awful. It looks absolutely battered. We're constantly pranging it. We're constantly like, you know, when we tried to get some work done on it by the insurance company after a recent prang, the insurance company basically said we'll send you some money so you don't, but we won't pay for the repairs, we'll just pay for the entire car and write
yeah,
it off.
It's a write off.
Yeah, but it's a write off, but crucially it's not, because we said no. We're still driving it around.
Yeah, it's weird that with write offs. I had a car that was like written off, and it just, someone had gone into the back of it. It's completely, I always used to have like write off in my head of like, you can't, like it's.
Well, you assume a write off is when you see a car that's wrapped around a lamppost or something. Yeah. That's what you think of. When you think of a car that's written off, you think, well, that's it. Then no one's ever going to drive that again.
But actually, by that measure, if a bird pooed on my car, pretty much write-off. A write off.
Write off. Yeah.
If the headlight bulb goes, right, then it's a write off.
Yeah.
Because actually, that's how bad a car you're driving.
Yeah, that's it.
The cost of the bulb compared to the cost of the car. Yeah, that's crucially what we've got going on.
My neighbour too is very, very, very good with keeping his car clean. Power washes his car. And I always make the obvious joke of you'll do mine next, then.
Yeah.
I mean, but obviously, yeah, he kind of laughs.
Do you honestly?
Yeah. Can I ask why?
What other ones are you doing? You're doing nice weather for ducks as well. What are the other guys?
That's the pattern that it's the pattern that keeps the ball in the air. You got to do that. He's off to play golf. Yeah. Well, don't lose too many balls. Well, you know, it's just like, it's that kind of.
Are we allowed to say that on the clean podcast?
I was about to say.
Hang on now. Don't you smut up this healthy chat with my neighbour.
Sorry, mate.
Come out on a Thursday morning, he's got the shopping bags. Yeah, like, I hope you didn't do too much fucking last night.
Oh no! What a weird thing to hope.
The shopping and fucking, of course. Oh, no.
What, the Mark Ravenhill play?
Yeah.
Because I'm in the theatre, you know.
He's a student of in-your-face theatre.
Some everyday banter.
I don't know if you've read the plays of Philip Ridley, but
they're awful.
they're pretty ropey.
I think I am in
within earshot.
Yeah.
Right, because you're in your shed in your back garden, so you can't be talking too much about your neighbour.
So what, your neighbour could kind of come and make pirate copies of our podcast.
Well, yeah, just one bit of it.
Well,
just the best
bootleg. I mean, my neighbour's not doing it, but
I'm the only one who'd buy them. Hang on, what's it? It's just me. How much do you want for it, Paul? Guys, that is great.
The one thing about having like a sort of slightly dodgy car, though, you feel like it's theft proof. You know, cars were getting nicked off driveways on our road. Awful situation. Not ours.
Mate,
no one's looking at ours.
I have a very bad habit of
nicking cars off our drive, off the driveways on our roads. Yeah.
And yours is just too shit, Matthew. I'm sorry. I'd love to.
I'd absolutely love. Listen, you're the kind of person I would absolutely love to nick your car.
I just can't bring myself to do it.
Could you even begin to imagine stealing a car?
Well, you wouldn't steal a car.
You wouldn't steal.
You know that.
You wouldn't shoot at a policeman's helmet.
What were the other ones? Rob a handbag?
You wouldn't steal a handbag, yeah.
Not rob it, but yeah.
You wouldn't steal a car, you wouldn't steal a handbag, so why would you copy this film? Is that what it was?
That was it,
so yeah. Why would you watch this film?
I'd never steal a car. I wouldn't be... Like, if I was going to steal something, then a handbag wouldn't be, like, out of my remit.
Really?
this is outrageous. So actually, you might be a
fucking fuck, actually.
You wouldn't steal a car. It should be, you wouldn't steal a car. You might steal a handbag.
You are going to steal this film. You already have stolen this film.
That's the problem. That's the reality of it. So you won't steal a car. You might steal a handbag. You probably should copy this DVD illegally. You've bought that spindle full of blank DVDs for a reason. Anyway, I'm picturing, like, I'm on holiday in Turkey. I'm in a market. And I'm thinking, oh, this handbag's nice.
Oh, I see. Like, so you're robbing it from a shop rather than stealing somebody's... Like, I think they're saying you wouldn't steal a handbag. They're not talking about going into a shop, of course. They're talking about off a human...
Yeah, because you're not stealing a car off a forecourt, are you?
No, but that's snatching.
Oh! That's true, actually.
You wouldn't snatch a handbag. Well, I think yeah.
You wouldn't snatch a... I wouldn't snatch a handbag.
No.
I would steal one from a shop.
Right, if you were in court, I think the angle of trying to play semantics isn't gonna fly.
Come on.
You're accusing me of stealing a handbag. I snatched it. Yeah, but you know,
who was I with? Who was I with in a petrol station? Was it one of you recently?
Damon Albarn?
Probably not anymore. Oh well, that's for another day. But I was in a petrol station shop. It was quite late at night, and the staff just walked out, and the person I was with was like, I'd just take this now, this sandwich, because they've just walked out. I'd just take it. And I was like, oh no, I'm going to pay at the self-service. Was that you, Clarky?
Right, I don't think that was me, but I have done that.
What?
I think it was you then,
Clarky.
Oh, it was you. We were driving from Edinburgh. That's right.
Yes.
So that's the same. Yeah. I would steal a handbag like that. Like, if I'm in a shop and I'm like waiting to be served and they're not being served, and it's like I've got this £20 handbag that I'm trying to buy, and I'd be like, if I just walk out of this shop now and I'm in Turkey, I don't know why that's important to me. But it's like,
I would say,
that's when you're on holiday.
I don't know.
Holiday rules.
I don't know. Something about the phrase a Turkish jail does sound slightly worse, you know.
But what about a Turkish delight?
Their baths are better, their barbers are better. I'm going to say their jails are worse. I don't know. I mean, just be a knee-jerk reaction. But
are you saying they don't serve Turkish delight in Turkish prisons?
I'd be
prisons?
Very surprised if they do, Tom. Be very surprised. I think...
And do they fly in their barbers from elsewhere?
I think crucially, being in prison is bad. Being in prison in a foreign country is worse.
It's a very patriotic outlook that we have, but you're absolutely right.
But I imagine everyone would kind of feel that way. Like, a Turkish person might feel that about going to, you know, you just don't want to, you know, it's scary. Scarier, and imagine being abroad and in a jail.
Yeah.
Feel like you're further from getting out. Not only do I have to escape the jail, I've got to escape the country.
Okay, fair enough. I won't steal this handbag then until I get it. But I just want to clarify, because it does feel important now. I would never snatch a handbag.
Yeah, that does feel important.
I really want you to know that. But if a handbag fell off the back of a lorry situation, then I would take a handbag. It feels like the kind of item.
But you wouldn't take that sandwich, Tom. So maybe you're even more honourable than you thought.
Yeah, I wouldn't take a sandwich. Feels a bit lame, though, doesn't it? If the advert's going to keep on, imagine if the advert just kept on going.
You wouldn't steal a hubba bubba.
Through a series of situations. Okay, so you're in a car park and a lorry's pulled up and the driver's gone for a waz, but he's left the back of the lorry open and on the back of that is a handbag that he's taking. It's a wholesale situation. Okay, anyway, I don't know why I got into this in the first place, but I wouldn't snatch someone's handbag. Yes, please.
Come on.
Please.
Come on now.
But I think that's on them. I think it needs to be snatched. That isn't why I got into this point.
Okay, go on.
I can't remember why I did.
You were talking about nicking a car.
Oh, could you even begin to imagine how shit scary that must feel? How fucking mad it must feel to be in someone else's car and you're driving down the... Like, even driving... You know when someone lets you drive their car and, like, you've checked your insurance and you're like, oh, God, I am covered. You know, like, the thrill of that. Like, you know, like that... Or even that feels...
Oh, it's suddenly a thrill now.
Well, maybe this is it. But it's like, that feels like, it feels scary and exciting and like, oh my God, I'm driving someone else's car. Imagine stealing someone else's car. It must feel like doing like fucking class A drugs or something. It must be like insane. An insane buzz.
This is quite interesting. Insane. You said you'd quite like to go and rob a Turkish handbag, and now you're saying you're quite thrilled. You're sort of thrilled by the prospect of nicking a car. Is this?
Do you know how this finishes? I take off my jumper and on my t-shirt, it says "fuck the police."
I would say if you're going to commit any crime, don't do it in a "fuck the police" t-shirt, because if you get arrested, they're going to take a pretty dim view of that t-shirt, no matter how much they like the Libertines.
I guess the thing that makes me, it's like, where do you, it feels like if you did nick something, you'd want to run and hide it. But you're essentially wearing the thing you've just stolen.
Yeah.
All on the outside of you.
So you're driving it to a lockup, aren't you? You're driving it to, or you're driving it to a place that will change the plates.
Have you already hired the lockup?
Yeah, you think if you've got the money to hire the lockup and someone who's going to change the plates, just buy a car.
Buy a car.
Go on exchange your Martin and just get yourself an old banger for 500 quid.
You arrive at the lockup and they're like, right, we'll turn it over, we'll strip it down. It's like, no. I ended up buying this one, actually. What? Yeah, I just thought, actually, felt like a lot of fun.
It was so good. I was like 10 minutes around the block. I was like, this is a smooth ride.
Just went and got my own.
Took it back, knocked on the door, offered five grand. It was great. They made a profit, if anything.
The main reason I'm driving to the lockup is to ask if I can have my money back so I don't need to use the lockup anymore. Can I at least have, you know, at least get 50% back, surely?
Could you get out of my garage, please?
I've just spent £5,000 on a second-hand car. So I'm up against it right now.
So now we bump into a phrase that we haven't heard since times immemorial. Joyriding. Now that takes you back to the times where there was parents' advisory explicit lyric stickers on it. Do people joyride anymore? Is it called joyriding? Yeah. Because there was a time where it was always, you could see that all the time in the papers.
Yeah, it was all the rage, wasn't it?
There was like a summer of joyriding or like 2 years of joyriding.
It would be mad joyriding because sometimes people would just get, they'd be like, oh, so I'll nick my car and it'd be terrible. And then I'd be like, oh, they found it. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's coming back.
They found it down the road with all the doors open because the little kids had just driven it around for a little bit, leapt out and run home.
Yeah. But then at other times it'd be like, oh, someone joyrided my car and it's written off.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or is it though? I refuse.
Because there was a little. Because the light bulb went.
We're too keen write-off deniers here.
Your joyriders would be like 2 meters down the road. Like, I swear I parked my car here, and now it's there with all its doors open. It'd be like people are getting go, yeah, oh, fuck this. This is shit, man. What's on the stereo? Guns and Roses. Let's fuck this off, man.
Future Illusion 2 is playing. This is embarrassing. It must be owned by someone younger than us to find this kind of music entertaining.
they drove it for three tracks, and then they're like, oh, no, I quite like this at the start. Now, I'm out.
This is going to be the best night of our lives. You know, it's a real Debbie Downer.
I'll tell you what, should we Joy Jostic instead?
It'd be quite a good way to review music, wouldn't it? Is like, it's like the reviewer, it's how far. Oh, maybe.
Well, no, no, you say that. I've got, this is how Bob Hoskins used to review scripts. Do you know the story of Bob Hoskins reviewing scripts? He would get a script, he would go and sit on the loo, and if he realized he had a cold bum, he would he'd go, well, it's because I've been reading the script for so long, I'm just so engrossed in it, and he'd say yes to it. It was the cold bum test he used to do. The cold bum test was Bob Hoskins' test for a good script.
Great.
What?
Wow. So when he read Mario Brothers, had he just been for a curry the night before?
Just yeah. Sat down.
He had food poisoning.
God, I've been on this toilet for 2 hours now. This script must be good.
My arse has never been hotter, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, that's good then. That's good. So it's akin to that, isn't it? It's like, how far down the road will you drive a stolen car whilst listening to this album?
I tell you what, if it's Roxette.
See, that might be a feature on Six Music.
How far down a road? I know, it can't be stolen because it's the BBC. They won't accept that.
But you get in a car with Lamac. You steal a car.
You and Steve Lamac.
See how far you can go.
Stealing Steve.
You
steal his wheels.
He's listening to Idols, right? And you're like, is there any chance you could just drop me off anywhere, please, mate?
And that's the show.
That's the show. Steve Lamac in a car listening to Idols. I think he's already making that show himself. On his journey home from work every day.
So we're not going to steal a car then.
Well, you wouldn't.
No, I'm not. I don't think I would find it thrilling. I think I would find it really. Although that said, I did rob something recently.
Here we go.
Now we're talking.
Get that E back up on the podcast, guys.
Yeah.
I was at the Royal Festival Hall, upstairs doing some writing with another comic, and there was a graduation happening downstairs, and on the low level below us, and it was a champagne reception, and she said, "Do you reckon we could get one of those glasses of champagne each?" I'm like, yeah, I reckon so. And so I strolled down. I nodded to the guy who was stood there, who was sort of, had a clipboard for names. But by that point, it was quite a lot of people milling around. Just nodded to the guy.
Assumed the role of someone's parent.
Assumed the role of either someone's parent, or I would say an avuncular lecturer. I grabbed a couple of glasses, and I held them in my hand, and I kept them sort of low. To my side, so it wasn't obvious I was walking out with them. Okay,
can we then talk about your adrenaline levels here, your buzz levels?
I am I'm genuinely buzzing. When I brought the glasses back up, I couldn't drink from it because my hand was shaking so much. But the next bit was I had to get back into the next bit of the Royal Festival Hall. It was the members area is where I was writing. Yeah, I'm a member.
Ooh.
So I don't want to show off, but yes,
hang on,
I do.
You've become a member at Royal Festival Hall.
Yes, it's a great place to write.
Hang on, yeah, well, we wrote there together for years, but you never swung for the membership then. We used to sit in the fucking kind of stinky bits.
Didn't have that kind of dough, did I? Didn't have that kind of
stinky bits.
You've made it to
champagne.
The hallowed area of the
membership.
Didn't
member have that section. Kind of scratch, mate. But now I've got £69.
Was it because you didn't want to say, because you were ashamed of me and Clarkie? You didn't want to be seen in the members area with us.
No, I'd be delighted to take you into the members area. I can sign you both in next
time. Can we do it for all time's sake?
I'd love that. I'd absolutely love that. Next time there's a graduation happening, we'll all go and get pissed up there.
We put some hard yards in at the Royal Festival Hall.
Yeah,
we did.
I know.
But it was always slumming it in the lower areas with the kids who
were in school.
I still
do it. I find it a very conducive place to work. But listen, this is the next bit of the story. I've got to get back through into the members area with these two glasses of champagne through the person on the door.
There's genuine jeopardy here. Your membership is in the balance.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
After years of waiting to get it.
I know. So anyway, as I'm on the stairs, I see someone's dropped their vape, right? So I pick up the vape, right? I pick up the vape.
He stole the vape. He snatched the vape. The vape. And stole the champagne.
As I pick
Did
up the vape.
You start vaping as well, like Spider-Man 3. You turn into Bad Crosby.
I guess I kind of did, but this was I was so delighted with this in the second. So it was like maybe two steps up the steps and then round the corner to the door, picked up the vape, immediately handed it to the guy on the door and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, mate, somebody's lost their vape," using the little distraction technique of the vape. He looks at the vape, he doesn't look, he puts it down, he says, "Oh, someone asked for it," and I wander off with the two glasses of champagne low on the side, on the other side of him.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it. I was buzzing. It was really, really exciting.
Do you know who you are, Crosby?
Like fucking ocean.
Do you know who you are? You're the man in the middle. You're a little bit this, you're a little bit that. You've stolen some champagne. You've found a vape. There's the vape. Look over there. Hey, oh, drink the champagne. Pew, death. That's who you were in that moment.
The living embodiment as well. Of it. You know?
Yeah,
victimless crime. There was plenty of champers to go around.
That's the space. That's the space we're in, man. Yeah, you bit of champagne, but you found a vape. Bish bash bosh. You're in the. Love it, love it.
I've just realised. Should I really have confessed to this? Because I'm still a member at this place.
No one's listening, mate.
No one's listening.
No, crucially, no one's listening.
No one's listening when they see that E. They're thinking, I can't handle this. I'm off to the New Age section.
No one at the Royal Festival Hall.
House meeting.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
There we go. There it was.
Wow.
What a dangerous episode.
Yeah, had a great time.
I think we really handled some huge topics. But also, we would love to hear from you. What do you think is the acceptable level of a thing you'd steal? Get
Absolutely.
In touch, guys.
And also, guys, you've got to remember... Snitches get stitches, yeah?
Yeah. I think snitching on yourself is a brag.
Yeah, but don't snitch on us is what I'm saying. Don't hand
also,
us over to
remember, guys, a snitch in time saves £9. pounds.
So remember that. Save yourself close to a tenner by getting a snitch in time.
Remember that. Do remember that.
Do remember that, guys. So yeah, pappiesflatshare@gmail.com. Do get in touch and tell us what you would like to what you'd like to rob. I mean, I can't wait to get these.
Right.
You
we're
can get
off
in touch.
To the. Oh, sorry. Go on.
Yeah.
I thought.
Oh, Tom, there's no end to the amount of admin I can do. Honestly, I'm thinking of putting out a separate podcast that's just me doing admin.
I absolutely glazed over then.
I think
it's all the finishing line.
It would be my favourite podcast of all time. I was just going to say, at Pappy's tweet on Twitter as well, if you want to send us a message there.
/Gmail. So we're off to the members section of the Royal Festival Hall.
Oh, yes, I am actually off there now, but
there you go.
Not with you guys.
Well, we'll see you there.
I'll see you there, mate.
With the low lives.
Cannot wait.
Today's episode was produced by Ella Caution.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone.
Wait, just one more small bit of admin. No. I tell you what, that'll be a little teaser for next time. There's more
Cheers,
admin
everyone.
Coming up in the next episode.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.